the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, previously we started discussing this part of the divine Kumail supplication. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous, and my bad state is excessive. وَقَصُرَتْ بِي أَعْمَالِي. My acts are inadequate. وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِي. My fetters have tied me down. To give you a short summary of what we discussed over the first part of this phrase, اللهم عظم بلائي, we said that the insightful servants have suggested several meanings for the word bala, or tribulations. The first meaning was the sins, and it has been said that the exact meaning of tribulations are the sins, which are the greatest misfortunes. Some have also said that the great tribulation may be the remoteness from Almighty Allah's closeness. And some others believed that tribulation here means ignorance, which is the root of all of our problems, deprivations, and difficulties we face and encounter in our lives. And of course, in hereafter. Now, this part continues saying, اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي. And my bad state is excessive. Bad state, dear listeners, means immorality. And this is one of the worst problems we have. The insightful people believe that it is the most severe concealment, which deprives human beings from understanding the words of the Lord, understanding the truth. It deprives them from gaining blessings and Almighty Allah's closeness and nearness. The one who is in this state, he cannot seek his way. He cannot seek Almighty Allah's countenance. And he cannot comprehend the Quranic teachings. He cannot understand and he cannot act based upon our traditions. The Holy Quran says, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Surely, on that day, the sinners will be covered from the mercy of their Lord.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, the Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran has stressed upon the importance of purifying our souls, purifying from vices, and then adorning it with virtues, with different good deeds. And the Almighty Allah has stressed on it over any other duties of human beings. After swearing 11 times in His Quran, the Almighty has stated the eternal fortune and salvation of purified souls and servants, and the disappointment of the sinners. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. He will indeed be successful who purifies it. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. And he will indeed fail who corrupts it. The two pronouns ha, or translated as it, are referring to the soul. So this is the bad state or immorality of our souls that is depriving us from being close to the Almighty Allah and His words, understanding His our duties and salvation. Human's immoral state leads to moral blindness. As the verse suggested, إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُبُونَ. There will be a cover from the mercy of the Lord. They will be blind, they won't see, and they won't recognize. So they will be remote from the truth. This immoral state will cause deafness to the call of Almighty Allah and His prophets, and lack of awareness of Almighty Allah's mercy. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, خِصْلَتَانْ لَا تَجْتَمِعَانْ فِي مُسْلِمْ. A believer does not possess two attributes, الْبُخْلُ وَسُوءُ الْخُلُقِ, stinginess and bad morality. In this regard, also, Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, لَا وَحْشَةَ أَوْحَشْ مِنْ سُوءِ الْخُلُقِ. No fear is more frightening than bad temper. So this is what bad state means in this part of the Kumail supplication. Allahumma adhuma bala'i wa afrata bi su'u hali. My bad state is excessive. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be the most close.
to